Guys, welcome to the 5-Minute Sports Podcast. I'm Karan Thavrani, and I'll be taking you through the sporting action of the day. So it's halftime now in 8 of the Champions League group stage games, and the goals are flying in everywhere. So I'll probably have to record this show as fast as I can, before the second half begins preferably. So Liverpool are leading 2-1 against Sevilla. Its goal is against Maribor and Spartak Moscow. Both these are Group E matches. Moving on to Group F, Man City have a comfortable 3-0 lead away at Feyenoord, and Shakhtar Donetsk lead Napoli 1-0 at home. Moving on to Group G, it's Porto who trail 1-2 to Besiktas at home, and Rasen Wolfsburg Leipzig, who making the debut in this season Champions League, are currently tied with Monaco on one goal each. Moving on to Group H, it's Real Madrid who are leading by a goal to nil at home against Apoel and Nicosia, with Cristiano Ronaldo getting the goal. And the other game, which is the game I've been watching, it's Tottenham Hotspur who are leading 2-1 at Wembley against Borussia Dortmund, and this match has been absolutely amazing. So refreshing. End-to-end stuff. Can't wait for the second half to begin. And moving on to cricket, it was the second match today between Pakistan and the World 11. Just like yesterday, Pakistan batted first and, unlike yesterday, put up a slightly lower score and ended up on 174 for 6. Ahmad Shehzad and Babar Azam scored in 40s. Shoaib Malik scored a quick fire 39 of 23. And then it was the World 11 who came out on top towards the end, chasing the target down with one ball to spare, and they won by 7 wickets. It was looking like another win for Pakistan, to be honest, but right towards the end, Sara Pereira's onslaught of 5 sixes, in which he scored 47 of 19, completely turned it around. The World 11 needed around 50 to win of 4 overs, then 40 to win of 16 balls, and it looked like a tough ask for them from there. But it was just Thisara Pereira's brilliance. Nothing more than that. Hashim Amla was the other major contributor, remaining unbeaten on 72 of 55 deliveries. Another match is supposed to be held today between West Indies against Ireland, and it was a one-off ODI, more like a warm-up game for West Indies, who are scheduled to play a T20 match against England on Saturday, and then they've got an ODI series beginning, but the match didn't go ahead due to the rain. So we'll have to wait for another week to see Chris Gayle return to the ODI side of West Indies. Coming back to the football games of the Champions League currently, so if the score stands this way, that means all 5 of the English Premier League clubs would have won in game week 1 of the Champions League. And I don't remember a time that's happened before in recent seasons. Amazing for English football. It's all you all want as English football fans, don't we? So, not a lot of other news. So I'll end the podcast here and get back to watching the second half. It's almost time for the second half. That's all that's there for today, guys. Thanks for tuning in and see you all tomorrow. Yalla, bye.